A few years ago, I was staying by the side on the side of a majestic mountain, approximately an hour and a half outside of the capital city of Ghana. And when most people think of Africa, they don't think of cold, but I had to bundle my 1.5-year-old up and my 4-year-old up in lots of layers at night, and including a coat and shoes. And we were sleeping on the floor of a tent, myself included, and I was 4 months pregnant. So before you feel sorry for me, it was actually an ecstatic moment. We had just cleared the land, an important milestone to repatriation. It was the first time returning our family to the motherland after our lineage had been kidnapped and enslaved and brutalized. It was a beautiful moment. But in that moment, I found myself having the fights of my life with the love of my life. And if I could have gotten on an airplane that night and come back to Baltimore, I surely would have. But it turns out I couldn't get a flight out and I was stuck for 2 more weeks. So we decided to try African couples therapy. So if you're wondering what that is, I knew an elder in northern Ghana. He had helped me before. So he was a mystical man who defies Western logic. And if you saw him, nothing wizard-like about him, tattered clothing. And mostly what you would find him doing is farming. But he had the ability, he had the wisdom of a spiritual technology to see through to who you really are. He could tell you your life story without you uttering a word. And he could tell you your family secrets, things that you may not have even known. You go home to your mama and she'll be like, yep, actually, that happened. I've been meaning to tell you about that. So I felt like maybe he could help us. So we decided to take a 17-hour bus journey to see him. And this meant overnight, I was sleeping upright, trying to secure a baby in my arms as we bounced up and down over ferocious potholes, dodging left and right around goats that are sleeping in the road. And did I mention that I was pregnant? So we finally arrived, and we were able to have audience with him immediately, which is not always the case. He's a very important man. Sometimes his cell phone is ringing off the hook. And he decided to do, he started off with the divination, a spiritual technology where he sacrificed the chicken. And how this chicken died depends on whether we were able to proceed or not. So whether it's on its back or its front or what direction. So the message was favorable. Yes, we can proceed. So usually you don't have to say anything. Right away, he starts talking about your concern. But this time, he starts talking about my father. My father, who had passed away a few years before, who I didn't have a relationship with while he was alive. And he starts telling me that he's stuck and he needs my forgiveness and my mother's forgiveness to get unstuck. Good luck with that. So I'm thinking, like, this is not why I came. This is not why I took 17 hours. So then he starts talking about my partner's father, who at the time was still alive, and that they had a cloud of anger over them, partially due to the enslavement and the brutality. And so he's talking about our fathers, and I'm like, okay. So the prescription was to sacrifice a ram. Now, besides the fact that a ram costs a couple hundred dollars, I'm vegan, and I wasn't really excited about it, but I didn't have to kill it myself, and I didn't have to eat it. So I was like, okay, it's kind of like buying your friend a steak, you know. And so he was like, you know, so, but as I was looking at the ram, I'm like, I really need to know, why am I doing this? Like, what's the purpose? And the prescription was for the children in the village to eat it. And so he was like, you know, it's one thing for your concern, for you to cry out to the universe about your concern, but to transfer it to these dozens of beautiful children and have their souls cry out about your concern was the purpose. And so I'm like, okay, but what about the reason why I came? And so he's just real nonchalant about that, like, oh yeah. So, you know, he said we came from the same place. And I knew he didn't mean physically in this life, because Baltimore and Chicago are two different places. And he said that we've known each other for many lifetimes, and our fathers used to drum together. And he prescribed that we go to see the tree, the lover's tree. So we go past the field, past another field, through another field, and there's this tree. And then I realized that we're not the only people who have relationship issues, because this tree is all mutilated and chunked out. And we pray, and we take a piece of it back to him, and he turns it into a powder. And the prescription is to bathe in it for 7 days, the whole family, the children and everybody. And so on our way back to our lovely, luxurious tent on the side of the mountain, on the last leg, I leave the whole thing in the taxi van. And so I'm devastated. My partner's like, whatever. And in the end, we're not together today. And so I would love to have some kind of like definitive relationship thing to share with you, like Dr. Phil. But I'm still deep in the mystery of what all of this meant. And all I know is he didn't give us communication tools, and we didn't deep dive into potential childhood trauma. He gave us a piece of earth to deal with some of the factors of life and family cycles and destiny. And so I'm still in the mystery of that, but I do know that I have to go back there because I owe him a tractor. He said that I was going to have a girl, and I did, and I have to bring him a tractor after I have a girl. So thank you.